I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Okay. This is, I have to get back to the right board. I don't want, here's the thing, Adam. If I don't, there's so much pressure. It's screw the color of my house. The thing that stresses me out the most is that if I miss a cue, if I don't hit a button right, or if I have to fumble to get a, I know for a fact it's going to be all over the Big Fatty online. It's going to be
Little Fatty Cast. Is that?
He just loves it. He just loves it when I fuck up.
I listen to Big Fatty almost daily, and he, on his show, I don't recall him mentioning that you have missed a cue. So maybe it's Little Fatty Cast where they talk about that. No,
it's his show.
I don't listen to that show.
The beginning of his show is always me fucking something up. Always fucking up a cue. Always fucking up. One of his favorite clips to play is me going like...
I forget.
Always play it too loud. Every time I hit this button, it's too loud. I forget every fucking week.
He does play that.
He plays that a lot. Here's the thing, Adam. Zach and I went to a pool party last weekend.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The Big Fatty thing that stresses me out the most.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4262 of the BFO for Wednesday the 5th of June 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and other than that, I got nothing. B, Fatty?
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yo, Big Fatty. Good morning.
Hey, you talking to me? Well, yeah, good morning to you, too.
Hello, Stringers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, wishing us a good morning today, is that Mac and Flo Rida and, his husband Giggles, and, then it was, aw, Chris, and then, finally, y'all, it was, one of the hosts of the former host of the little show called Enormous Big Fatty. It's just pod faded. Big Fatty? Well, maybe not pod faded, but, I'm missing hearing a little show from the Coloradas. But, anyway, y'all, you're stringing us today, because, y'all, I found this version of the Good Morning Big Fatty song. And, y'all, it's, by a group of, children playing their violins. Well, yes, we do. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I was running behind on recording the little show, and y'all, I finished recording, and but I hadn't uploaded it yet, and the Nip stopped by, and y'all, I hadn't seen the Nip since Friday at Fatty's, and so we were catching up a little bit, It's the homosexual pride at the big circle this week, and it starts on today too. As you hear this, yesterday too. I say Tuesday and goes through the weekend, and you know the nip will be there every day. Guaranteed, he will be there every day. Yes, Big Betty. And he may say he's not going to be there every day, but y'all. He's going to be there every day. So we caught up for a bit. And y'all, but he left right before 7 p.m. in the evening. And so y'all, I had to go back and catch up. And so I immediately turned on my recording of the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, they're changing it up again. They're doing y'all. Anytime the news tries new little, I don't want to say gimmicks, but they're kind of little gimmicks. Like they change the opening music, or they'll change the set, or they'll change. Oh, what now? Instead of sitting down for this, we're going to have you go and stand over there. Are you going to start by standing here and walk over to here, y'all? So anyway, and y'all, then after that, I had mentioned that this is the final week of that path. Be ready. That Pat Sajak over there on the big wheel, and y'all, they've made the set elegant, you know, black and gold and chandeliers and things like that, and they're calling it Thanks for the Memories. Oh yes, Big Fatty, Bob Hope is turning over in his USO show grave. It's true. Thanks for the memories. Fatty, please. At the end of the show, his daughter Maggie was doing little vignettes with him, and so anyway, it'll be an interesting week, and y'all, it'll be the end of an era. Some people spell it ERA, others spell it ERROR. Yes, Big Fatty. And then after that, of course, I had to watch the Jeopardy, and y'all, it was a good show. And y'all, there was an older woman on there. Now I can't remember who won off the top of my head, but there was an older woman on there, and there's one that's been an archivist. No, I do know it was the archivist did win, because the older woman made a huge daily double bet, and she bet herself into third place is what she did. But anyway, after that, y'all, I had mentioned there was no sports ball game on Monday night, so I was getting ready to settle down and watch the Master Chef Junior, you know, that's the children, I get a testimonium from my former coal miner that lives here in or near Fat Acres. Herbert, what are you doing? I said, thank you for calling. And so y'all, he stopped by and we visited for I don't know, maybe a couple of hours, about an hour and a half, I'll say, and just catching up on things. He was mainly looking to get out of his house. You know, he's taking care of his mother, and his mother was having had a friend stopping by, and there's something about children were involved or something that they were coming to visit, and he was just like, no, No, I will not be here when the children arrive. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, y'all, after he left, y'all, I was tired. I hadn't even taken the go-to-bed pills, but y'all, it was going on 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. in the evening when he left, and I immediately took the go-to-bed pills, and then, y'all, I was out like a light. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all woke up about 6:15 a.m. in the morning and got up and had my breakfast. I had one of the poppy seed bagels with butter, toasted dark for my breakfast and my coffee. And then read the paper and did all my puzzles. And y'all, then I was off. I was off. On my morning nipple walk, did the first half of Fat Acres, and y'all came back in and took a little break, rehydrated, cooled down a little bit, and then I was off to Senior Size. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I got to Senior Size. Y'all, when I came back here to the villa, I had a hangnail. And so I had to take care of that. And y'all, I just needed to sit down and cool down. And I thought, you know, I bet that I should probably go try to explode the colon. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty, a big bowl of colon blow would have been nice. Well, y'all, I didn't. And I got to Senior Size class. And y'all, things were, well, let's just say they were a little moist. And you know, I stayed there during the first part of Senior Size. And y'all, at the point where we were taking the deep breaths and people, a lot of people closed their eyes doing that. Y'all, I just kind of waddled out and ran to the toilet. Y'all, I had sharted. And y'all, it was terribly embarrassing. And y'all, I was in the public restroom, and you know, I went ahead and blew it out there. And but y'all, they have these toilet paper dispensers that, you know, it has those rolls in it. But y'all, it's so low that you can't really see what you're doing. And y'all, I spent more time trying to get the toilet paper out of the dispenser than I did blowing it out and cleaning it up. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, and then, of course, thank goodness I was wearing black workout shorts because they would have been brown. But anyway, y'all, there had to be a little damp mopping of the workout shorts. Yes, Big Fatty. More than damp mopping is more like a you needed a shop vac. Well, it wasn't quite that bad, but anyway, y'all, it was terribly embarrassing. And but I went right back to the class and finished it up. And y'all, I did not do the big circle afterwards because, you know, I had sharted myself. Yes, because, yeah, and y'all, speaking of sharting, y'all, in the middle of that class, y'all, I get a testimonium from my one of my straight boyfriends, Phil. You know, he used to be out there in the Oregon, and he's somewhere in the middle of the country now. I can never remember where, but that's okay. I don't need to. And he says, "Big Fatty, for the first time since kindergarten, I almost sharted myself." Now, y'all, I don't know if he almost did it or he's just, if there's a cover-up. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, I guess he inspired me to shit myself. So, Phil, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to have you inspire me to drop a coil. Yes, Big Fatty. And after After senior size, I walked back here to the villa and came in and had me a little, finished up my ham solid that I had made. And then was watching The Price is Right and everything. And y'all, when I got home, I did take a seat on that fire hose that's attached to my turlet. And y'all, so I blew it clean. All I needed was y'all. It's like going through the car wash, except it was the butthole wash.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And I finished The Price is Right, and y'all, here I am recording the little show, and y'all, I think that I'm going to do another scratch-off that, you know, that Digger and T. Wiggles sent to me. Y'all, by the way, did you go over and look at the cards and the scratch-offs? All right, y'all, this is the Lady Jumbo Bucks. Went up to $75,000. Match any of your numbers to any of the three serial numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Get a jumbo and win five times that prize. Y'all, this is from the Tennessee Lottery. Y'all, let's just see what my serial numbers are. Y'all, I'm a little gassy I think it's from the ham solid. Y'all, we got a 17. We've got a 26. Now, y'all, 26 is normally one of Big Fatty's lucky numbers. If I'm playing the roulette, I always bet on 26. So that is a lucky number for Big Fatty. So here we go. We got 12 numbers. Y'all, the first one is a 40. No winner there. Then we got a 39. Not a winner. And we got a 36. Not a winner. Another one here is a 20. No winner there. Let's scratch this one. We got a 13, not a winner. And we got a 35, no winner there. Y'all, I'm getting everything close to that 37. We got a 31, no winner there. A 27, oh, big, that is so close. All right, and we got the last four here now. We got a 22, I say chew, no winner there. 29, not a winner. We've got a 33, not a winner, and our final one is a 32. I say choose. So, y'all, we had a lot of numbers there in the 30s, but no winner there. So, Digger and T. Wiggles, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I don't know how I did it, but somehow I have filled up the 20 minutes. Big Fatty, probably because you played a long clip of that Daniel Bieber. Y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all will be heading to, where are we heading? We're heading to Shady Pines later today. And so I'll give you I'll give you a report about that. And of course, you know, hump day, it's always a trip to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Even though I'm going out of town on Thursday, y'all, always got to go to the Von's East, Senior Citizens Day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber from over there at the mix, and Daniel's filling in for old Cricket Hat this week. And Daniel, are any thoughts about all that?
The Big Fatty thing stresses me out the most.
Oh, Big Fatty, he gets very nervous when you shot yourself. That's so sweet.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
Yes.
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.